95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer. Today, we are going to be doing a lot of activations. I'm going to be working with two individuals that both of them need to shine. They need to show their gifts and to be able to be seen and be heard. Where have I heard that before? And the second person also needs this. So the first person is going to be Joshua, and the second person is going to be, I know her too, Roberta. And so he wants to really work on sharing his gifts, feeling worthy to receive divine love, abundance, experience, amazing life. And Roberta needs womb healing and relationship healing, but plus also getting out there. So we're going to be working with each of them in a few minutes. But first, my team told me that they needed some information from me, and they needed a couple videos from me. So I decided to do this today on this call. We have a couple amazing things coming up. Well, we have tons of amazing things coming up. We are so busy and doing webinars. We're doing practitioner trainings, and we're doing webinars to help you shift and to be seen, to be out there, to heal. I mean, there's classes posted for, it's not posted yet, but for food beliefs is coming up, and in healing our addiction to different foods and what foods work for us and all that kind of stuff, and healing our gut and our bodies. A webinar coming up, manifestation webinar. You see the tree behind me, you'll get a printout for that. It's the magic tree. And I was guided to paint this, and it was just so weird. It's like, why am I painting this really weird painting? And after I was done, I was told by spirit that it's the magic tree and to write things on it you want to manifest. And I did that. And for my last practitioner training, I said a minimum 50 new clients. I had exactly 50 new clients. We had 86 on the call because I allow people to redo the class for free. And so it was really, really exciting. It was on the top of my bigger classes, and it's nice to be there. And then I said, I wanted to get out to millions of people, and iHeartRadio, Spotify Radio, and all these other platforms picked up the show. So now I'm getting out to, well, on OM, I was already getting out to millions, but now I'm getting out to millions and millions of people around the world through these platforms and through Amazon, iPod, and all that kind of stuff. So what else did I write down there that I got? I don't remember. But I wanted to be the number one healing modality. And I got nominated by OM Magazine as one of the to vote for. I don't know if I won or not. So I don't know if I'm number one yet, but at least with the magazine, how cool will that be if I get to win that? I don't know yet. So I hope I do. But it's funny because I put these on my manifestation, and number one modality, I didn't put out there in the world. I just put it out there, right? And then so I got nominated by OM. I think that's an incredible, amazing start. I'm very excited about it. So this class is going to be about manifesting and about clearing our manifestations and problems. And then it's going to be followed up by, and we'll be doing a guided meditation on it. You'll get a printout for this. It's open by donation. So you can donate. It's a minimum for to get the replays because it costs us a lot of money to upload those in your dashboard. And I could go on and on and on what we have to do in the background. I have a team of 5 people working full time, or 6 really, on the website, on emails, on supporting you guys in your journey. So come join this and manifest with me. I never thought I would be where I'm at. I'm living in Yucatan, Mexico, married to the love of my life that I met 26 years ago. And we reconnected after 24 years and are married. And I'm so ecstatic. And so I want to help you do the same thing. And then we're going to be following that up with money blueprint. And really in this class, we're going to do all your before life stuff. We're going to go into the heavens. We're going to see what you planned on doing in this lifetime. And we're going to clear any of your blocks that are stopping you from doing it. And then they say our first 7 years were in theta brainwave, which is just all programming. We need our programming to work on this planet, right? So our programmers is our parents, what we heard on TV, what we heard from other kids, and all these different experiences. So the second class is all going to be about clearing your childhood issues. And then the third class is going to be your adulthood, you know, from 7 forward. We're going to be doing timeline and parallel universes. We're going to be going into your future, seeing what you're creating now and changing it. And bringing that back into the now so you can, you're now programmed in your subconscious mind to create that future for you. And we're going to clear all the blocks out of that. And then a lot of aspects that we don't look at when we're looking at money issues, we tend to look at the planet. And what I got recently was the universal money birthright manifestation. And all of those energies and our belief systems about it. Because I believed, well, it's interesting. But anyways, I was totally working for spirit and doing what spirit told me to do. And I wasn't manifesting on this plane. I mean, of course, I'd say I want things and they show up for me. But it's a whole new level of really being able to play. Because Neil Donald Walsh says, you know, what does Neil Donald Walsh say? Oh, yeah. What does God want from me? God wants nothing from me. So, you know, it's like I've always been, what do you want me to do? And then I would get instructions and do it. Otherwise, I'd just be off playing, living my life. You guys know the last 8 years since sacred activations began, I traveled. I was at sacred sites and I made enough money to travel. And live in different areas of the world and really work on myself. And then I would show up and do a show or a webinar or a practitioner training whenever I heard to do it. So it was a beautiful way to live. And living here now and settling down is incredible. So anyways, that's these classes coming up. I'm really excited about that. And then next is we have practitioners coming up. So if you like what I'm doing and you're seeing a change in yourself and you want to work on yourself and take control of your healing and learn sacred activations, I have practitioner training coming up in March live. And you get to redo the class again. You get the replay from the last class because I'm always teaching a little bit different every single class. So you're getting 3 classes instead of 1 when you sign up for sacred activations. So it gives you 30 golden seals, which activate the sacred geometry in your body. You can activate people's sacred geometry. You could change their victimhood and a lot of belief systems that are keeping them stuck in their lives. So you're a programmer of the human biocomputer. So that class is coming up and then it's followed up by Masters, Medical Intuitive, Earth Mastery. We just finished Timeline and Parallel Universe class. Absolutely incredible. I'm getting such fantastic feedback about it. And it just changes you. It's incredible. Anyway, so that is what I wanted to share with you. And let's get started with today. God, I'm so excited about these activations we're going to be running today and helping Joshua and Roberta move through some challenges that they're experiencing. And while they're moving through these challenges, you also move through these challenges because we come together and we're drawn to what we need. You know what I mean? I mean, practitioners out there, you know, raise your hands. Don't you attract clients with the same issues as you and things you need to work on? Isn't it incredible? I mean, you know, I'll get on a call with a private client and they're all, I want to work on this. I'm like, cool. thank you. Or thank you. You know what I mean? Because everything is inside of us. God, that reminds me of a dream I had. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just going. I've just got spirit flowing and I'm connected. So I'm just going to go with it. You guys, I promise we're going to do a bunch of activations. So I had this dream. It was so incredible. I got goosebumps. I made myself wake up. Wake up. You have to remember this. And so in this dream, I was being picked up by this beam. And he was like pulling me out of my body. And he was nasty. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing to me? And I go to Dr. Sankey, and he's actually my spirit guide, Chung, but on this planet, his name is Dr. Sankey. He's a esoteric acupuncturist out in LA. I've known him for 25 years now. Incredible man. If I call anybody my guru, that would be him. So he's standing in this dream or in this experience with me. He goes, Tamara, it's just you. You're doing this. You're him. And I went, you're right. Why am I doing this to myself? Stop. Right. So then I go back into my body. And that was the dream. And I made myself wake up and get up to really think about it so I could remember it, because it was absolutely incredible to have that experience. And again, understanding that universal law, that universal energy, you know, it's moving and, you know, we're living in 5D, but we don't really know it all yet. We're new at it. It's a new game for us. It's a new level of playing. So really connecting it, because I'm used to connecting into the fifth dimension, connecting with my guides and angels and all that kind of stuff. I'm not used to connecting into the sixth dimension. It's been a couple of years since it's happened, but it's still a process for me. And that's the universal laws. And so that dream was so amazing. And then I don't know if you know the books. I don't have one here, but the Masters from the Far East. We'll get a name for the book where you can order it on Amazon if you're interested. Healing with the Masters from the Far East, it's called. And it was written in the 1800s. And these scientists went to prove spirituality and all this stuff they're hearing about wrong. And they were watching whole villages walk across water. I could do a whole show on these books and their experiences they had. I mean, absolutely incredible. You guys, if you knew what you're really capable of, you can walk across water. It's just your belief systems that stopped you. And this whole village walked across water. And the guys, the scientists, didn't have enough faith that they could. So they walked around and it took them 3 days to catch up with the party. The masters would leave their body and go to another country and talk to other people, and they would donate the time and everything they were there. They would show up and be present. People over 300 years old, looking like they're in their 30s. They sat down for a meal with Jesus and Buddha, and all the food showed up on the tables. And when the food ran out, it was replenished. I got goosebumps all over my body talking about this. Sorry, I'm going to enjoy the goosebumps for a minute. Let me just enjoy this before I go on. You guys were so incredible. We're so amazing. We truly are. And if they can do it, we can do it. I haven't walked across water yet. I don't have the faith yet to do that, but I would love to. What about walking through walls? You know, I astro travel. I go to other places all the time. That's fun. Ah, I didn't turn off my phone. Sorry about that. So, but we can do what these people do, and it's just our belief systems that stop us from doing that. Now, I know most of you aren't interested in doing stuff like that. You just want to have some joy in your life. You know, you just want to relax and have a good time and not be stressed out. So, you know, that's mainly where my work is, helping myself too and others. I mean, this just keeps changing my life and changing my life and changing my life. And it keeps getting better and better. And I look forward to being able to play with walking on water and all of that in my future. But I'm still working on that platform of changing my belief systems and really mastering living on this planet, yet connected into the universal laws and understanding and energy and manifestation, where we can create things like this. Because we can. I've done it. On small scales, but I've done it. Well, I manifested this house with exactly the deal, the offer, all the terms I wanted. I told Mike at 9 o'clock that night that I was done renting and these landlords and these games. I'm buying a house. And I said, don't worry about it, honey. Go to sleep. I'll see you in the morning. I gave him a kiss. I got online. This house I've been looking at for a long time. I contacted the realtor. I made an offer. And by 9 o'clock the next morning, it was accepted. And he said, welcome, new neighbor. And what I asked for is, I'm not going to go into it because it's personal with the seller and I, but I was blown away. But I heard to write what I wrote, and I did, and I sent it, and the offer was accepted, and we moved in within 5 weeks. So, you know, I mean, early 2000s, I didn't have money for rent. And I said, God, if you want me to be a healer, pay my rent and pay it now. I was 3 days late for my rent, and it was Christmas. I had little boys. And I went out on the beach and I yelled, I put that energy into it. Do it now. And within an hour, one of my clients showed up with a check for $1,500. Which paid $1,000 for my rent and $500 Christmas for my sons within an hour. So can we manifest like that? Absolutely we can. And that's why we're here on this planet, is to manifest. Even if it's a parking space, not even if, but it's a parking space. It's your favorite table at your restaurant, or your favorite waitress or waiter, or your rent being paid. You know, we receive all of that, and we receive what we believe we receive. Just a little mustard seed of belief, really. Because trust me, I had issues. Yeah, I was a healer. Yeah, I was new in this. Yeah, I had a good heart about it. But I had so many belief systems. And, you know, I couldn't maintain being a healer. I had to go back into the workforce for years. And then when I became a healer full time again, I fell flat on my face. Now I live in Yucatan, Mexico, on the beach. So, because it was changing, it was sacred activations. When I started in sacred activations, when I received this, you know, sacred activations was a gift from God, from source energy. I took a bunch of modalities and I said, I want to help people shift like this. I said, I'm over this, not getting any results. I was helping this lady for a year that had a stroke. Nothing changed for a year. She was on a walker. She couldn't brush her hair. She had a disabled daughter she couldn't take care of. And I worked on it for a year. Nothing. I got sacred activations in March, and I think it was June. I ran the first three activations on her. The next morning she woke up, was off her walker, could brush her hair, she could button her bra. And it blew, it's kind of scared me. It's like, what the heck is that? You know, because I never see anything like it. And it's steel. I get testimonials all the time from people that are shifting. So you guys can shift this. You don't have to hang on to it. You don't have to do this. You can live and learn through joy and happiness and peace and love. You don't have to learn through trauma. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be lonely. Anyways, I'm done talking. So let's take a break. If you are listening to this and you're not on here live and you want to be on a live show, please sign up at my website, tamaroviat.com. You also receive 7 activations, working on family stuff, working on really feeling sacred geometry. I don't know what's on the free list, but I tell you, it's really good. Check it out. And they're yours to enjoy and change with. And also one last note, I understand customer service. I've now made a video and it's going out. I've got a guided meditation in there to help you ground if you're feeling out of sorts after the activations, and also an explanation on what could happen after the activations. Because people are all, what the heck is this? I'm not used to having this experience after listening to somebody. You guys, this is God energy. This isn't me. Well, it is. I'm here. Woo! You know, to help you receive the God energy. But the God energy is the God energy. I'm your host. So be prepared to do some activations when we come back, because I'll probably be running at least 10 activations, maybe more, as soon as we get back from this commercial in 2.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life: money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I was talking about the life and teachings of the masters from the Far East. Comes in 6 books. This is book 4. And it's really amazing. Read it. I'm not going to go over it anymore. But you guys, if they can do it, you can do it. And I want you guys to really understand that. You are magical beings. You really are. And that's what this game is all about, is to discovering your magic, meaning earth experience. So yay. So let's get started with Joshua. Joshua, are you here, honey? Debs, can you unmute him?
Aloha.
Aloha. Are you calling from Hawaii?
No, I'm in Northern California.
Oh, hi. Welcome. So Joshua, you sound like, I was reading a little bit about you, what you sent in. You're really magical.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Loving on receiving compliments.
Yeah, I know that takes a while to get used to that. But he works with nature, animals, fairies, plays music with them. So really cool. And you want to work on feeling safe and sharing your gifts, feeling worthy of receiving divine love, abundance, and experience amazing life. Okay, so let's get started with your session, okay? So just connect in, and everybody, I'm sure everybody feels like they don't allow themselves to go out there and to feel safe going out there. I know that was a big thing for me, and it's, you know, really 95% of my clients is really feeling safe, because we're shown when you stand out, you get knocked down. So that's what's in the collective consciousness. So we're going to clear you out of the collective consciousness of that, so you can stand out and not worry about it and not have to have that experience. It's because a lot of these people, they go out there with, okay, fine, I'll sacrifice myself and my life to get this out there because I have to get it out there. So we can get it out there without sacrificing our lives. I had that huge fear, that huge duality belief system, that if you really get out there and you're seen and you're honest and you're real, you're going to get taken out, right? Well, you're playing a video game. What do you do when you play a video game? You want to win, right? You want to go to that second level, and then you want to go to the third level. You want to win the game. That's what we're here to do, is to win the game. Sometimes we do get knocked out, you know, when you're playing that game, but a lot of times you don't, and you make it all the way through. So it's letting go of that fear of getting knocked out, or the need to sacrifice yourself for the game. God, that's a new activation. Sacrificing yourself for the game. Mm. I'm writing it down. Debs or Joanne, are you writing this down? Write these down. I want to flow. I don't want to be popping in and out of my consciousness here. So prophets return, poppy seed syndrome, self-sacrifice, sacrificing yourself for the game, being able to be seen unmasked. So really unmasking yourself, allowing others to see you. And when you unmask yourself, you also get to see others for the characters they're playing here, because a lot of us as spiritual beings, we see their higher self, right? That whatever they're doing in a loving way. Well, on here on earth, they might really be messing with you, and that's their love teaching you this. So to be able to be aware of that and to shift that energy out and not have to have that experience anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mirror Mirror and Diamond Heart, those are also good activations. So let's run all those activations, okay? And then I will let you know if I hear any other ones to add in while we're doing this. So let's get started. So you guys, what you do, if you're new to the show and you're new to sacred activations, go into your heart. sign up on the website. We will get you a guided meditation where if you are going through a lot of shifts really fast and it's a little overwhelming, this will help calm you down and relax you. Okay. Because that's what this is all about, is big shifts really fast. That's why we're here. Okay. So go into your heart. Prophets return. Release from crucifixion. Yep. Also, I'm hearing inner guru. Victim, victimizer. So just go inside and think about any of those that are coming up. Feeling like you're a phony, imposter syndrome. Self-sacrifice. Healthy boundaries. Feeling like you have to act a certain way for love. Heartstrings, feeling empty, protecting yourself so much that you're closing off your heart. So let's release that. Yeah, lonely heart. Thank you. Healthy boundaries. angry boundaries. God hates us all. It's safe to be me. Awakening that magic man or magic woman within you. Allowing yourself to shine and to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, to be honored, to receive abundance, to receive love, receiving compliments in relationships. Feeling that peace, love, joy, and happiness going through every single cell of your body. Thank you, Joshua. We're going to move right on to Roberta and just keep this going. And then I'd love to talk to you at the end of the call, okay? Thank you, honey. Roberta, if you guys can unmute her, please. I was going to say unmask her. Unmask Roberta.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi, honey. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
So a lot of what I saw was second chakra, your abdomen, a lot of issues in your abdomen. So let's start there, okay? That's where I want to start is do that womb healing and go from there, okay? Because some of the other stuff we've already covered in the last session. So let's start there and I'm just going to go with the flow wherever source takes me next. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So any woman, truly in men, you can put your thought into your womb. Put your thought into that center, into your second chakra. And let's start there. So the second chakra is your creative center, being able to be creative and be seen and to be heard and to be loved. So I'm being drawn to doing the fruit of life activation, which is chakra healing and balancing. So we're going to be going through all of your chakras. So you might not be feeling it in your second chakra. You might be feeling it in your third or your fourth or your first. Just allow your thought to go wherever it goes. And what it's going to do is heal out all the energies that are stuck in there, because we need our chakras operating and spinning correctly. So we're going to work on the fibroids. We're going to work on the pain in your abdomen. Okay. And then that not having children or a husband or a relationship, we're going to work on all of that. So you think about whatever comes into your mind. Okay. And everybody else, just put your thought to any center in your body and you'll have different thoughts come up than Roberta. And that's okay. So let's just get started with that. And with that, I am going to be silent. I'm connecting with source energy. So let's start with the chakra healing. And you put your hand on your abdomen. Okay, I'm going to do some hands-on healing. And you guys, wherever you're feeling pain or anything in your body, you can put your hand there. Healer sacrifice. Healers who suffer. My pain is real. My pain is my life. So just focus your attention anywhere in your body you have pain. Pain is pleasure. Pain addiction. Pain is my friend. What would I do if I didn't have this pain? I would feel so empty. Just let all of that go. Pain versus pleasure. Learning through suffering, birth trauma, abandonment issues. Hey, I invite you to bring your energy into Mother Earth. If you guys get really emotional after this, I don't want to say it's normal, but it kind of is. So just know that it's information and belief systems that are shifting out of your system. Okay, ground and connect into Mother Earth. Ask support for a video, and we're going to send those to you guys. If you're on my email list, a video. So if you're going through a lot of stuff after activation and a session, this will help ground you and connect you and calm you. But it's totally normal. So be kind, be loving to everyone around you. If you have to, go scream in your pillow. But be nice to everybody, because it's your stuff coming up. It's not their fault. Okay. Honey, thank you so much for being brave and coming on here today. And that's, you know, I honor you and I thank you for doing that, because I know a lot of women have these issues and really need this help. So thank you. How are you doing, honey?
Thank you. I feel a little bit spaced out at the moment, although I connected myself at Mother Earth. It will take me a few minutes to come back down. But I was feeling lots of work ongoing in my throat chakra. And when the work was done on my womb, you know, and you were commenting on certain issues, it was making me emotional, especially when you spoke about making the pain mine, pain is pleasure. You know, it made me think. I work with sacred medicines, and I give ceremonies with medicines that are really hard. And, you know, I tell to my patients that they don't have to learn through suffering. No. And in my case, you know, I'm actually incorporating that as my learning, and I'm doing it. So it was kind of fun to think about that. Yeah. And then yeah. You mentioned about trauma through birth, you know, and that really resonates. for me, because my mother almost lost me when she was pregnant with me. And then everything that came after that was a disconnection to my mother, to my family, to myself, you know? So I think that the womb incorporates what we really are. It's like a heart for a woman. And sometimes, you know, medics, a doctor tells me that I should get rid of it. And I cannot do it. It's like, you know, you cannot really take out something that is part of you, because yes, I may take it out physically, but emotionally, energetically, still will be there. And I will not really deal with what is it that I need to deal with. So I'm really thankful for this healing. I didn't think that I was going to be picked. It was really amazing. I was really surprised when I received the email, and I'm really grateful. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. And thank you very much for the work you're doing. It's very important. You know, you guys, no matter what healing modality you do, it's important. And it's all a puzzle, and it all works together. Not one's better than another. They're just different and do different things. So thank you, honey. Thank you. Joshua, do you want to share, sweetheart? How are you doing? Thank you so much, sweetheart. Really appreciate it.
Aloha.
Aloha. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling just enough. It was really powerful for me. I was really breathing and grounding through it all, because it was bringing up a lot of emotions, like a rainbow of emotions I was going through. I was like really sad for myself that I'd thought those beliefs and been doing that. And then at the same time, I was so happy that they felt like they were being lifted off me. And it's really heavy things, like they were just lifting off me. So it was... Yeah, it was powerful for me, and I'm feeling it and I'm really grateful. I feel more in my power.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, so grateful.
Good for you. Good for you. I want to hear from you guys. You know, when you get a public private session, let me know sooner, or even 3 months later, let me know how you're doing. You know, because I just love hearing that. And the shifts we're doing today are going to keep working with you for days, weeks, even months. You're going to continue to shift. So, and it's just going to go, poof, poof, you know what I mean? But you could, you know, do this. You could jump a couple games instantly also. Or sometimes you just go jump one game to the next, to the next, to the next really quick. That's the easier way, because you're still got a little familiarity instead of waking up and going, who am I? What do I believe? I don't even know what I believe anymore. You know what I mean? So I've seen that happen. And where it's cool, it's also confusing. I know I've gone through that too on different areas. When I do these huge major shifts, I have to get to know myself again. And then I go poof again. You know what I mean? So it's cool. It's fun. It makes it fun. And you have such amazing gifts. So thank you for sharing and being out there and show up, because you're really incredible. You guys were picked because you needed help that a lot of people need, really. And you guys are all special. All of you are. So if you're listening to this and you want to be picked for a public private session, you know, email us and let us know, because we would love to have you on the show. We'd love to help you shift, because when you come on and shift, you're helping the whole world shift, because we're a collective consciousness. So look at, you know, we shifted over hundreds of people in the live class. So now it's going out to millions of people, and those millions of people are affecting millions of people. Do you guys understand? So, I mean, just one affects millions of people. So when we're affecting millions of people, how many people are we helping shift? I mean, it's just incredible. Just by honoring ourselves and doing our work to allow ourselves to show up for really what we came here to play. And remember, you guys, God requires nothing of you. My job was world peace, and I thought that's what God required from me. So I was busy healing for world peace, but suffering for world peace at the same time. I got out of that. I'm here to play and help you become magical. So that's my new motto. Woo-hoo! Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next week. If you're not a member of my website, make sure you sign up. I've got so many things going on. I could probably talk to you for an hour and a half of what we have scheduled over the next couple weeks. So thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.